Conrad head coach John Kolesia has had a front row seat that many fathers would covet. Kolesia watched as his daughters Julie and Stephanie celebrated winning the 2018 DIAA Girls Basketball State Championship with their Red Wolves teammates and then joined them in cutting down the nets. When younger sister Stephanie joined Julie in the 1,000-point club last week at the Diamond State Classic, it was just another series of milestones for one of Delaware's best sister acts in girls basketball history. One thing an outsider might worry about is whether John's coaching role would bleed into his father role, but he says that hasn't been a problem.
Once we're home at the dinner table, I kind of put, you know, the ball on their court, so to speak, and if they want to talk about what happened at practice or happened in a game, we'll discuss it. And they're both students of the game, and you know, many times it did lead over to the dinner table, but it was never, you know, upset at this or upset at that, you know, whether it was dad versus player or player versus dad. It's always been a very workable type situation.
Older sister Julie, a senior who was signed on to play at Bucknell next season, said her father fostered her love of basketball at an early age.
My dad was a AAU coach, and I would actually end up waking up in the middle of the night, me 3, 4, 5 years old, just going with him to these long 3-hour, 4-hour trips just to be able to warm up with the older girls. That's all I've ever wanted.
Stephanie, who has been rated by some basketball publications as one of the top 25 juniors in the country, said she quickly picked up the basketball bug from her dad and older sister, but despite spending that much time together with Julie, the time remains special.
During the summer, we travel a lot, and so, like, traveling with her is always really fun because some people, like, some families, they only have, like, one child, and they're, like, all alone, and since we travel a lot, she's always there for me, and, like, she also helps me with, like, a lot of my problems. She's always someone there to talk to.
Julie and Stephanie create a duo that's tough to match. Stephanie said having a sister teammate creates an extra useful bond.
I think the best part is that we just, like, understand each other. Like, we know, like, where I know where she's going to be next play. She knows where I'm going to be. We just, like, have this connection that, like, no other people really have.
That's not to say the Kolesia sisters are completely similar.
I'm the sister who's kind of more laid back. She's the one who's, like, up-tempo and stuff like that. Like, I don't really care. Like, I'm go with the flowy, and she's kind of the opposite.
But they're also successful because they have each other to push towards success. Last year, Conrad lost to eventual champion Sanford in the semifinals, and Julie said it showed that even while still having 4 returning starters from the 2018 championship team, they can't take anything for granted.
During the summer, me and my team have been working nonstop, getting in the gym ourselves, weightlifting, strength and conditioning, agility, all to get us prepared for the season.
It's been a strong start to the season for the Red Wolves, who enter 2020 at 6-2 after a third-place finish in the main draw at the Diamond State Classic. It's the 4th and final high school season for John to coach his 2 daughters, and in 15 months, they'll both be on to their collegiate careers. But the question is, will John follow them out the door of Conrad?
I don't think so. I've done it for so long. I know I'm going to be doing something, and, you know, people keep asking, am I stepping down? Am I resigning? At this point, I plan on continue coaching. Obviously, I will make sure that I'm making some of their games and allowing time and, you know, balancing things myself. You know, I'll be honest, I haven't thought that far down, but I know I enjoy basketball. It's been a big part of my life. It's done a lot for me. It's opened doors for me as a student-athlete, and it's opening doors for a lot of the student-athletes that I've coached over the years, including students like Janila Whittlesley as well.
With Conrad's first team state championship since returning to varsity high school athletics and likely 2 Division I scholarships, the run of the Kolesias at Conrad will go down as one of the best in Delaware high school basketball history. And there's still 2 more months of the trio to go. Sean Green, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.